macro fiscal analytics snapshot for 2024 has specific key messages that we're trying to send through to the economy. And this is the fifth edition as the institute that we have produced. And so we are looking at the consequences of repayment of the Eurobond. That's one thing, and what that means for the economy. Remember, that's a very huge cash outflow from the economy in terms of dollars. However, as you notice, this January, the IMF has replenished our accounts, and we are currently at some very good, decent levels, the current account in terms of import covers, at around 3.75% as per the 3.75 months as per the latest central bank numbers. So that's one thing on the Eurobond. However, we keep monitoring, and we're saying it could be a shock to the economy by when it comes to June 2024. The other key things we continue to monitor would be fiscal consolidation measures. The government has remained true to that commitment. And of course, fiscal consolidation comes at a pain. And what does this mean? Are we anticipating potentially that there could be service, default, service delivery default by government as we work towards consolidating our resources to be able to meet our debt obligations? Debt interest, the interest is huge and has grown. And of course, we are also very keen to monitor, how inflation is taking shape. So those are some of the key things that we are monitoring. And of course, our revenue is underpinned by the new medium-term revenue strategy that's been proposed for implementation. And we are monitoring whether that MTLS will be able to support the economy to reach the desired revenue projections. Sustainable ways of moving forward. As we have noted in the document, poverty levels are not, have risen, have actually risen post-COVID era. But there is nothing, we can say that's sustainable measure for Kenyans. The economy is resilient, right? We are at high, we are at a distress level. Let's be very honest, we are at distress level, as we have noted in the publication. But more importantly is the government commitment to fiscal consolidation, and more important, investing in the private sector. So the only thing that can support our citizen as a country is investments in the private sector. So we want to think through how government tax policy measures would likely translate to supporting citizenry. Now, we are lucky enough because the food basket is shaping up, courtesy of the lanes that have been over the last few months. But still, more people are being laid off. We've seen reports of companies relocating, for example, businesses shutting down. And I think this is a question we need to address. How further do we invest in the growth of our private sector? We have to see government deliberate efforts towards that investment. Privatization of state-owned enterprises is something that's due and which has been given, a lot of recommendations have been given various committees that have been there. And I think it's high time, this process proceeded, but we are more concerned about the process, the participation, and the role of parliament. Oversight must be there. We are more concerned about the oversight of parliament. We know the Privatization Act was changed and the role of parliament has been watered down. That would be the concern. But I think, we have over 300 parastatals, state-owned enterprises. We need to see them merged. We need to see them, some of them closed because they are doing, they are duplicating functions like county government functions. But also we need to see the ones that are being privatized. What is the process of privatization and how is the government involving, the process of participation so that we do not have, selling very critical and state businesses sold, for a song, to people who are connected to the establishment. We are still monitoring the impact of the Finance Act 2023, but of course we've had instances of where, for employees, for example, we've seen, you know, the come into play of, you know, such elements like affordable housing levy. But mostly when it comes to business, we have to keep thinking through what it means for businesses. Businesses, to be very honest, demand a predictable tax environment that Finance Act 2023 did not provide that. And that's why we have to see the national tax policy, you know, following through as a predictable document, you know, a document that can support the business environment. But over the time, we monitor in the next 1 year to be able to give a proper analysis of the actual effect of the Finance Act 2023. You know, generally as a country, we don't have a revenue problem. We have an expenditure problem. So if you see we have not met our tax targets, it's because also our forecasting model is still not light. We, you know, we are very ambitious. So when we set our target for revenue, we set it very high. So you notice that what was corrected was more than had been corrected in the same period the previous year. So it means that we have been able to meet that. And that means we don't have a revenue problem. It's literally an expenditure problem, because as we target, you know, as we forecast on our revenue, so as a country, so are we forecasting, you know, are doing, you know, mambo jumbo in expenditure. So we have high level, very high targets in expenditure. And that means majorly at this particular point, we know this year we have a target of paying at least approximately 1.6 trillion in public debt. So majorly that our major, you know, and we are expecting to correct approximately 2.4 or thereabout, would it be, or thereabout, 2 trillion or thereabout of revenue. And majorly, the largest percentage of this will be in settling our public debt obligation. So we foresee that our borrowing will continue to, consistent with our revenue correction targets. Well, I don't think the government is not falling behind with regards to tax correction. It's only that the targets that they placed, you know, because we have to look at it, to look at this comparatively with the previous years, what has been corrected. But also as we look at the revenue correction comparatively, we need also to look at expenditure collection comparatively. So we have put our expenditure high up, and so has our revenue. And that means our revenue correction model needs to be looked at. You know, we need to ask a question: is government committed, for example, to have a zero-based budget? You know, or we know we have an incremental budget that moves like 10% every year. And those are the questions we need to ask. And ask, what is the National Treasury? The National Treasury, we've seen them do a lot of work around it. But let's also ask, what's our parliament doing? What's the capacity in parliament? What are the politics driving the conversation around our revenue correction and around our expenditure? What is the oversight element of it? And how transparent are these processes? So that we can also say, you know, we are at a point where citizens are demanding a lot of, accountability from resources collected, because the government is collecting a lot of taxes. So we need to ask a question: how then do we safeguard those mechanisms also around participation of citizens? And we need to see meaningful participation. Preliminary insights indicates that this is becoming, the business environment has become a little bit difficult. But also we notice that the Kenya shilling weakening also has its, has its element, because, advantage, which we have to acknowledge. So I think from where we sit at the Institute, we know the tax reforms, they came too fast, too soon, based on what we are seeing. But we have to give an opportunity also to do a study, after 1 year of seeing how the Finance Act 2023 have come along, then we ask ourselves, we start asking our questions: how would the medium-term revenue strategy work, and the national tax policy, how would it then work towards a very definite and predictable tax environment?